Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's always a great day for music, musings, and ironing out technical glitches. On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, we've been together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? It's a secret double probation weekday coffee clutch to iron out some technical glitches and gremlins. So if you found us here live on Tuesday, April 6th, congratulations, you're a sleuth. It's 11 a.m. out west, 1 p.m. central, and 2 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, should you be listening, 347-857-4505. Live riders can also avail themselves of the PopNet chat box and or the Facebook page. And Twitter, should it withstand the test of the podcast, is 24/7 at 80 Rights. The TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, along with a technical bunch of wizards to try to iron out our exercise, if you will, our glitches and gremlins. We'll see you all how that goes and talk about a few things along the way. Are you watching the Chauvin trial? I certainly have been, and I'll tell you, when it comes to one thing, the witnesses really bury this guy. We'll talk about it on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Weigh in, should you be listening? I'll let you find out about it. And it has not been a good week and a half for the defense, but, of course, they officially didn't start their case yet. The defense attorney, Eric Nelson, for his part, he's trying. He's trying to chip away at all the evidence, and it's tough to do because it's kind of like walking in high heels climbing Mount Everest. It doesn't seem like it's going to be something he can overcome, so many of the obstacles and the testimony. Police chief testified yesterday that there was no way that Chauvin was following protocol or training. They had a variety of trainers on yesterday and today from the police department saying the same thing. So we'll see how that all goes. But they haven't put on their chief, you know, their case in chief yet. We'll just have to wait and see. But it's a hard thing to overcome, the 9 minutes and 29 seconds. He does seem to be leading towards the idea of blaming, at least in part, the agitated crowd. I don't know how that's going to play, because the notion is he had to hold George Floyd on the ground because the crowd was getting more and more agitated. The thing is, the crowd was agitated because he was holding George Floyd on the ground for so long with his knee on his neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. That's the hurdle he has to overcome. And I'm thinking, had he released George Floyd from that position, got him standing up, the crowd would have erupted in applause and cheers. I mean, that's why they were agitated, because of what was going on. So we'll see. Again, I think they're headed for a hung jury, or trying to get a hung jury. That's what they're – I don't think they can get a flat-out acquittal. I just don't see it. But maybe there'll be a holdout or two. You don't know how juries go and how it'll play out. Time will tell indeed. On the cultural spotlight, Tina Turner's back in the midst of things in a couple of ways. One thing, of course, a documentary on HBO that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Fascinating. It's on the HBO system now. I'm sure you can find it downloadable, YouTube, somewhere in short order. Fascinating look at Tina Turner, her struggles, her career, her travails with Ike, and how she rebuilt her career in her late 40s and took the name that he foisted on her and really made something of it in a major, major way. A tower of strength and a tower of talent, for sure. And now fans are having a campaign to get Tina Turner inducted as a solo artist into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Surprising that she's not. She has already been inducted several years ago with Ike Turner, Ike and Tina Turner as an act together, because they did make some great music together. But her solo act, many would say, went on for years even longer than the duo with Ike Turner, who, of course, was very abusive. But they did make great music. One of their classics, Proud Mary, Only the Way Ike and Tina Turner Can Do It, on the Amy Beth Arguelli Show. Weigh in.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. Where we do Proud Mary. To the story now. Left a good job in the city, working for my man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worrying about the way the thing might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, pull the power, and keep on.
Tina Turner with a classic, Proud Mary, on the Amy Beth Orkowitz Show, moves afoot to get Tina inducted as a solo act. Surprised it hasn't happened yet. Probably won't be for this year, but it really should happen because her solo career has lasted even longer than her association with Ike Turner. And boy, oh boy, did she sell a lot of records and sell out a lot of concert halls. Wow. Check out the documentary, Tina, if you get HBO, HBO Max, or at some point in short order, downloadable, or wherever you get your documentaries. It is the Amy Beth Orkowitz Show. It's a pop-up weekday coffee clash, basically just testing out some sound issues, and hopefully we can exercise our technical glitches and gremlins. It's been a tough road to hoe these past few shows. I'm not sure what's going on, but we're trying to work it out, and thank you for your patience and diligence to stick with us while we go through these bumpy days. As I always say, it's radio without a net, mainly because the net won't show up. But Jordy and Aurora are here, as we are as well, and if you happen to not get the memo, but just stumbling upon us in podcast landia, or internet radio land, I guess I should say, you can chime in at Twitter at AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505 for those secret double probation live riders on Tuesday, April 6th, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, the same deal. Nobody, surprisingly, is chiming in because, you know, we weren't exactly advertising the show, but that's okay. News items going on today. Matt Gaetz, the embattled buffoon GOP congressman who's under investigation by the DOJ, says, heck no, he's not resigning over these sex trafficking allegations. He says it's a liberal smear job. The only problem there is that the whole investigation was started under the former administration. It was when Bill Barr, Donald Trump's ex-toady AG, started the whole thing. So I don't know. A lot of Republicans are mulling the get Matt Gaetz thing because he's not well-liked among his own party. And Donald Trump, for his part, although Gaetz is a loyalist, crickets, because we know loyalty is a one-way street when it comes to Donald Trump. Everybody knows that. But listen, due process, I'm a queen of that. I think regardless of the situation and regardless of whether it's a politician I support or from a party which I affiliate myself, like the Andrew Cuomo situation or Matt Gaetz, everybody's entitled to due process. And let's see how these investigations turn out on all cases. So be consistent. I don't like the hypocrisy on either end of the aisle, if you know what I'm saying. In any event, but whether he's guilty of a crime or not, the guy's sleazy. I mean, he was showing nude photographs of women to his colleagues on Capitol Hill. That's kind of slimy, isn't it? Especially in the post-Me Too movement. You talk about an entitled, ignorant, aging frat boy mentality. That's what you got there. Crazy indeed. So in any event, if he's got a daughter, keep her inside when Matt Gaetz is standing there. Here are those cheeky individuals known as the Founders Sing. I mean, maybe the third wish. You gotta love this one. It's a classic.
Well, she was just 17 when his face made her scream like an Eddie monster. Now with greasy hair. So girls better run to your mother.
Very serious matter.
One, two, three, four.
Outdoing Themselves with an instant classic, their take on the Beatles standard, I Saw Her Standing There, When Matt Gaetz Is Standing There. You love that line, like an Eddie Munster doll with greasy hair. It's just one of their best. Very clever guys indeed. So Matt Gaetz says he's going nowhere. Let the investigation play out. That's what I say. We'll just have to see. Speaking of investigations, the ex-grifter-in-chief, Donald Trump, is back in the news for some nefarious practices. Never mind voter fraud, which of course we know was bogus. There was actual, you know, grifter fraud going on from the Trump campaign. Yeah, did you hear about this? The New York Times did an investigation. They apparently duped their most ardent supporters into giving them more money than they had wanted. Like, you thought you were giving a one-time donation of $100? They would bill you every week. You get your credit card and you saw that you owed like $500, $600, $700, whatever it may be, including one man who was in hospice care who thought he was giving a one-time $500 donation. When he got his bill, it looked like he had rung up over $3,000 to the Trump campaign. Ridiculous. And all these people were complaining. I guess when they went to the campaign directly, they did get refunds. But some people actually called their credit card companies and reported fraud. So no kidding, there was fraud going on. So it turns out they were getting all this, they were paying a lot of money in paybacks. They were making money so they could pay back people. Outrageous. And basically it turned out to be, and they weren't paying them back with interest, of course, so it was like interest-free loans. Grifter-in-chief. And yet, his accidental NLP, you know, learned neuro-linguistic programming practitioner that he is, 61% of Republicans still believe the election was stolen, and they still support Trump as the standard bearer of the party, which means he could be mounting a comeback, which means he could still be on the autocratic highway, especially with all these voter suppression laws, one in Georgia in effect, others all being bantied about throughout the country. I mean, it's just outrageous. We have to be vigilant about this. I'm not so sure, and we should talk about this a bit later, too, I'm really not so sure about whether the boycotting Georgia is the answer, whether moving the All-Star game, which Major League Baseball has already done from Atlanta to Colorado, is the answer, because who gets hurt in the process but a lot of little people and small businesses, et cetera. Even Stacey Abrams and others, I believe Warnock and Ossoff, the senators in Georgia, were not advising that. But Joe Biden was for it, so it's interesting. But boycotts have worked in the past. I mean, Martin Luther King certainly waged economic boycotts, et cetera. It's just that a lot of people get hurt, collateral damage. So we have to be careful about that. But putting pressure, corporate pressure, putting pressure on the corporations and having the corporations put pressure on the politicians, I think can work. And maybe these other states will wake up and take notice. We'll see. The money often is the thing that matters, that's for sure. Here's a classic one from Mark Knopfler and Randy Newman. Certainly with Trump, it's the money that matters. From your pocket to his. Get that straight, folks. Wake up. Get out of that cult.
Of all of the people that I used to know, both never adjusted to the great big world. See them lurking in bookstores, working for the public radio. Can the babies around, sack on their back, moving careful and slow. Money that matters, hear what I say. Money that matters, in the USA.
He didn't know.
I talked to my friends.
He didn't know.
was washing his car with a friend of mine. He was a little fat guy in a red jumpsuit. I said, that looks kind of funny. He said, I know it does too. They got a great big house on the hill here. Great big sidewalk and savings. Great big pool in my backyard. Another great big pool beside it. Saturday is funny and matters. Hear what I say.
Check those credit card statements ASAP. You may be due a refund. Ouch. Incredible. Thank you so much for tagging along for this secret double probation pop-up coffee glass ride as we try to exorcise our technical glitches and gremlins. The technical crew, I thank you. The TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, I thank you. And don't forget to follow the Amy Beth Arcady Show wherever you get your podcasts. Improved Sound is on its way, I guess, I promise. And you can also be on the lookout for select editions on the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, and PodStream. All roads lead back to our website, amybetharkawy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And while you're there, you can chime in with guest suggestions, big stories, Forgotten 45 requests. Check out my stories, the Eliza Gordon Mysteries and others. And, we have social media connections and links to the podcast, kind of one-stop shopping at the website, amybetharkawy.com. So in the meantime, be on the lookout, too, for our misses for the next show via social media. We're hoping with improved sound as soon as possible. And in the meantime, thank you, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters, for keeping us moving. Thank you. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us wearing a mask on Amy Beth Arcady Show. It has been a rough, rocky road this whole year as we lost so many people to COVID and other things. John Prime, the great singer-songwriter, was one who passed away due to COVID complications on April 7th, 2020. Boy, the man was a unique one, a great artist, a great troubadour, a man who championed so many other artists as well and gave so much joy to so many of his listeners. And I keep running into folks who say they've never heard of him, and I'm like, you're going to open up a treasure trove of so much joy and happiness when you go to YouTube and Spotify and check out this guy's music, I'll tell you. So we're going to leave you with John Prine's Illegal Smile. I will see you next time on Amy Beth Arcady Show. You know I love you all. Take care.
I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. A bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down, and one. And it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. sat down in the closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all the ears inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Well, I went to court and the judge's name was Hoffman. Ah, fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun.